Well, joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babikin, and to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin, how are you?
Hi, Sean, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to talking to you and give this prediction to the farming community.
Thanks, Martin. It is so dry out there at the moment, and I guess the biggest concern would be the increase of the El Nino weather pattern.
Our biggest concern in the weather is the El Nino watch. What's happening to the El Nino? At one stage, we were neutral all the time. Neutral means nothing. Now, we're heading towards El Nino. The El Nino's likelihood forming in 2008 is approximately 50%, double the normal chance. 50% is double the normal chance. Most international climate models surveyed by the Bureau of Meteorology and by myself, the tropical Pacific will continue to warm. 5 of 8 models indicating this warm will reach El Nino levels in the southern hemisphere in spring. So spring is going to hit us hard. While a 6th model reaches El Nino level to December, so there's even one area. The most important element, I would like to pass this to everybody, if you have an opportunity to pass it on to other community, farming community outside in Australia, do it please. Indian Ocean dipole now is very important. It's neutral right now. 3 of 6 climate models suggesting a positive Indian Ocean may develop. Positive Indian Ocean means what? Positive Indian Ocean, linking with El Nino, massive problems with the drought. A positive Indian Ocean event typically reduces the winter-spring rainfalls in central and southern Australia. It can make El Nino very strong to drive rainfall deficiency beyond belief. So looking at the rainfall summary for August and October, our forecast for Australia, August to October is likely to be drier, as we started again, than average in Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, and Northeast Queensland. The August outlook shows most of the Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland are likely to be drier than average. When you say drier than average, that is not a good statement because the rainfall is going to be dry, the soil is going to be dry, and there's not enough moisture for farming community. And they're waiting for this result to see where they're going to go in the future. Historical outlook accuracy for August to October is moderate at this stage. Over most of the country, except interior Western Australia, the accuracy is very low and conditions are very difficult to predict in Central Australia. Looking for Gloucester from 25th of July till the end of July. 25th of July, Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 17, northerly wind, humidity 60%. And then looking at soil moisture will start about 23% and then soil temperature 11 degrees. That's what's going to be for week 2. The reason behind that is because there is some rain developing. On Thursday, the 26th, rain, maximum 18, northwesterly winds, 19 to 20 knots, humidity 70%, 9 millimeters of rain. On 27th, on a Friday, light showers, and then looking at the maximum temperature about 18 degrees, and then the west-southwesterly winds, humidity 52%, 2 to 3 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, few cloud, maximum 17, humidity 54%. On Sunday, few cloud, maximum 16, north-northwesterly winds, humidity 45%. On Monday, few cloud, maximum 18 degrees, humidity 45%. On Tuesday, few cloud, maximum 16, west-southwesterly winds, and Tuesday is going to be a wind chill. Another cold front passing through, Tuesday the 31st, wind chill about 8 degrees. And that's the weather forecast for Gloucester. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for this, Martin. And to ask Martin a question, why not email support@bucketsradio.com.au? And for more information and a wealth of other great weather information on our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au.